You look so sad and lonely, friend. Is it something I can help you with? No, oh, that's so sad. And you look like you could use a hug. Is it okay if I hug you? You're so warm and so strong. There, did that help at all? Oh, I'm so glad. My family and I are all about helping people and sharing love with others. Words and hugs and much, much more. Oh, it's not a regular biological family. We don't need things like that anymore, 'cause this is so much better. It's a spiritual family, formed of people that actually love each other and they want to be together. You see, I was once like you. I was even a runaway. Then the family found me and they saved me. They showed me what it was like to be loved and to love others, to really love. And I was reborn as a more perfect being. I'm overflowing with God's love. Oh, but we're not a cult. I can understand your concern, though. Sister Angela says that we are not a cult. Cults are bad things, and they're full of bad people who make you do bad things. But the family is a good thing. It's a great thing. Sister Angela is the sweetest, sexiest, most giving woman you could ever meet. And she and the family only ask you to do things that you already like to do. Like be nice to others, or pray, or put in a hard day's work, or make love. Who doesn't like making love? Not me. I enjoy it so much, especially with the right person. And we could make love together, if you wanted. Do you live here? We could just go inside and I could finish cheering you up. Every orgasm is a prayer to God. We could pray together all afternoon and then we could go back to my home and you could meet the family. You could share my bed, or I know any of my other sisters would be more than happy to be with you. Or, if you're not ready to meet the family yet, we could still go to your place and make love. And perhaps you'd be moved to make a donation to the family? Not because we had slept together, of course. Don't be silly. It would just be because you felt like it and believed in the power of love and giving, just like the family does. For now, let's just not even think about the future, okay? Let's just go up to your place and love each other. You don't have to do anything you don't want after that, but you'll find that the family's love can be powerfully rewarding. I love your place. Oh, it's so big, and you have such great taste. That couch goes so well with the carpet, and it would be the perfect place for us to show each other our love. But I would still like to see your bed. Oh, this bed. Definitely the bed. If you moved in with us, this bed could easily hold the two of us and two other sisters. At least if we were willing to be extra loving. And we always are. You wouldn't need the TV or the computer, because myself and the others would be all the entertainment you needed. You could just sell all of the things you didn't need. But we can talk about you joining us or donating to us later. Not everyone needs to live directly with us. We welcome repeat donors who still work their regular jobs. You must have an important job to afford all of this. And I have an important job too. It is to share my love with you. Because sharing is very important, whether it is your love, your body, or your money. We all contribute how we can to the greater good. But love is something that is an infinite supply. Money is limited, so it's even more important that it be shared. Money just weighs people down. It has to be shed, like this dress that I'm wearing. You seem shocked that I wore nothing underneath, but I wear less than this dress at home when it's just the family or our close friends. Do you like my body? It is a temple, and I take care of it as such. All of the sisters do. God wants us to be as sexy as possible. Sister Angela passes God's word along to us because he speaks to her, and she teaches us in the ways of pleasing men and women and ourselves. Loving our own bodies helps us love others. See how my fingers help me get ready for you? And I think watching is helping you get ready for me. Now let me show you what she has taught me. Let me show you how pure my love is for everyone, and how perfect the family's love is. Please, will you take me from behind? I love that position most of all, although we can do it however you wish. Sister Angela knows so much about love, and she shared it all with me. Now I can share it all with you. You don't mind this position, then? Good, because you'll be able to get so deep into me this way. I always come so hard this way, and the bigger the orgasm, the greater the prayer to God. Now please, don't make me wait anymore. Pray with me. Oh, your cock fills me so much, even more than God's love. Oh, but God moves through you now, as you move into me, fucking me. Grab onto my waist, please. Pull me back into you. I need you even deeper inside of my pussy. Oh, can you feel my love for you? Oh, moving through our bodies. You're the first man outside the family that I've slept with since I joined them. Am I doing okay? Oh, do my movements. My squeezings. Oh, do they fill you with pleasure? Oh, does my love flow into you and through us to God? Please. Oh, please, harder. I know you can go a little deeper into me. I'm a vessel for God's love and your cum. And I want to be filled with both. Oh, I want to feel his love flowing through me. And your cum deep inside of me. Oh, both keeping me warm. I'm getting so close. I can feel God around us, waiting to accept our love and bless our joining. Oh, do you feel him? Oh, he's here to hear our prayer. Oh, so please. Oh God, please help me pray to him. Give me a big prayer. Oh, a big, big orgasm for him. Please. Oh, oh, love me. And through me, love God. Please. Oh, oh God. Here it comes. Are you ready? Are you ready to pray together? What the love of the family can be like. Whenever you feel like praying with me, or one of my sisters, Or you could even join us at the compound with this wonderful bed and all that money you have but don't really need. But you don't need to decide right now. I should go home now for prayers. Prayers, that is, and not sex prayers. But if you felt moved to donate to the family, I would have that glorious news to share with them when I returned, instead of coming back empty-handed. God's blessings on you! You must be wealthy to have this much money to donate. If you'd like, I could come back tomorrow, and we could discuss the family some more. And pray, lots of prayer. And maybe in a few days, you'd want to come back with me and meet Sister Angela. She takes a keen interest in generous men like you. And I think I'm taking a personal interest in you myself. I will be back tomorrow, whether you donate or not. I don't always have to bring home a donation. Perhaps sometimes we could just pray together, just to have sex. I think I'd like that a lot.